Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Moving on. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how we will vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Yes? Yes?
Okay. First of all, I have issues with my ears, so you're going to have to let me get my earbuds in. And then you got to tell me, I mean, you just start rattling stuff. Hold on.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay. What are you calling about? Who are you?
We're calling from Opinion Research, and this is a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions.
About what?
And about, in general, ma'am. For example, the first question would be, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to vote, period. Okay, I'm going to vote.
Okay, you're definitely going to vote. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or some other party political party?
Wait, let me answer. I was an independent. Then I went back to the Democrat. And now I've gone back to being an independent.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No. No.
And what is your main racial background? African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
No, worldwide.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between the bracket of 18 and 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 50?
Well, you don't have to go through all this. You're killing my ears. I'm 73.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, some things have gone good, some things have gone on the wrong track. But that's normal.
But if you will have to choose right or wrong, what would you choose?
Well, I'll have to agree with this, all the sex stuff needs to be taught at home. School is for math and arithmetic, English and science, and that's what they should be teaching. And that's all that they, basics, that's what school's for.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, listen, first of all, I don't have a problem with any of it, okay? I am not a problem. It is not my place in life to judge. My granddaughter has so many friends that are so different, all these different things, and they're great kids. I love them to death. But it needs to be kept in the home and not, it's not something you do to school. They just need to teach in school to be nice to each other, period. It doesn't matter what you are or what you do or whatever. That is all something that's outside of the school. Just teach them to be nice to each other. That's it. And teach them math and English.
Thank you for that opinion. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus most to help you and your family? I will read you some choices, and you can choose the most important that will help you and your family, okay? Climate and environment. The next one is crime and public safety. Next one is illegal immigration.
Okay, wait. You got three sections of my family we're discussing here. There's me and my 70. There's my, what are they, Gen X, the ones in the 45 to 55 range. That's my children. And then my grandchildren are the Gen Z, I guess. They're 18 to 21. So you've got three levels we're discussing here, and there's different things and requirements and likes and dislikes on three different levels. We do not all agree.
Okay. Don't worry. Let's move on then. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you going to definitely vote for the Democrat candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Leans likely to Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Or leans likely to the Republican candidate.
Okay. Are you talking about president or all the way around? Governors and mayors?
For Florida State House. For Florida State House.
I always, yes. Put it this way, I'll give you this answer because it applies to all of it. I vote with the person I think can do the job the best. Okay? That's one of the reasons you do independent. Even though I lose, okay. Never mind. But that's the one that, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat, Republican, I want the person in there that I think can do the job and do it right.
Thank you for that
opinion. It's got the best interest. It's got the best interest of the public in mind.
Thank you for that opinion. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president? Do you strongly approve?
The job that he's doing as a president?
Yes.
Yes. He's doing as good as any other president has done. They've all had stuff they've done good. They've all had stuff they've screwed up. I've lived through many of them.
Okay. Thank you for that opinion. So you say they are somewhat approved, right, in general, the job?
Yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
Again, same thing. There are things that I agree with him about and wholeheartedly, like the school thing I just went through with you. Okay?
Thank you. So you're somewhat approved then.
So, yeah, I can... we can lead into about 65% approval.
Thank you. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion for each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. For Ronrico or Rico Smith, are you favorable or unfavorable towards him?
I don't know. This is what
and
I do. I vote by mail, so I know exactly who I'm voting for, judges and everything, and it gives me time to do thorough research so I can do thorough research and make up my mind properly, and it gives me that time. to do that for the amendments and all the other crap that we have to vote for. So,
thank you. The next person is Fentris Driscoll. You have a favorable opinion for him or an unfavorable?
Don't know him.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I would have to still lean toward Biden.
Biden. Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
If it comes down to the wire and I don't have a choice, I mean, I don't know if they're going to pull Biden the way the news is going and the stuff that they're talking about, and I don't know that he's going to end up in the right to vote for.
So let's say you will say probably vote for him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentris Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
I don't know yet. I'm still doing some research on some of these things.
So if you had to choose, let's say again, which candidate are you leaning towards? Fentress Driscoll, the Democrat candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or you're still making research?
I'm still doing research. I'm still doing research on all of it. I haven't truly finalized anything. I've got a lot of medical things that I'm dealing with right now, and I haven't really had the time to sit down with all of these. I have some of them, not all of them, of the things we've got to vote for. Okay?
Thank you.
Coming up
Moving on.
Quick.
Thank you.
So.
I understand. And moving on, all other things. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I do not envy you your job. Okay,
Don't worry. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use his experience to continue delivering in your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community?
Well, now it depends on the one been in the community, what they've done right or wrong. If they're screwed, that they've screwed a lot up, I want them out and put the pressure on him. But if they've done a good job, then I'm going to have to stop and think about it.
Okay. Thank you for that opinion. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
By what? Are you talking financial, health-wise? What are you talking about?
The personal financial situation. Has gotten better,
well,
gotten worse, not changed much.
Mine has been helped tremendously because of the Affordable Care Act, my insurance. That and the fact that my ex-husband passed away and I now get his Social Security, which helps me get more. But the Affordable Care Act that has helped us seniors out has just been remarkable for us. And that's where I am really focused and watching people is on these Social Security issues and the insurance and the those types of things. Social Security and the insurance for the elderly.
Okay. Thank you. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. It forced to choose who do you blame more for these higher costs? President Joe Biden and the Democrat policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
I have watched in my lifetime so many times these situations you just named over and over and over again, where we would have inflation. And then everything would calm down for a while. And you'd have high gas prices, and then it would come back down for a while. Everything you're seeing, we have pretty much gone through in one way or another. So it's just a cycle of life, I guess. I don't know how to answer some of this stuff. Go ahead and ask me what the actual question was again.
Don't worry if you don't know who do you blame, right? About inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday gas and insurance premiums. Don't worry, we can move on to the next one.
Okay. Well,
as you may know.
It's more than one. You can't say it's Democrats or it's Republicans. It's more than one person and it's more than one party. This stuff didn't happen just off of one or two little things. It's a lot of things that caused it. Okay, next.
Thank you. And as you may know, Republicans are the majority of parties in state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Democratic candidate who will be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver the results for your community, or a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver the results?
Okay, wait a minute, though. That's a wide open question because you started off with Roe versus Wade. But then you made it sound like just any decision. Are you asking me my questions about Roe versus Wade? Or is this an open type question?
It's between the two choices that I gave you.
Democrat or Republican, but choices of what? Roe versus Wade or what? Because I believe in Roe versus Wade. I think we should have Roe versus Wade. I'm of that generation that brought what Roe versus Wade about. I think there should be limits. So whoever's going to do that, I'm for.
Okay, don't worry. So, moving on, right, which of the following will come closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? The choices are the first one, it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions, or the next option is, it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats.
No, that's not true. I'm going to support whom I think does the job.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me about the party. It matters to me about the person. Ergo, independent.
Okay, thank you. So let's say you will vote for the Republican if he could, if you agree with their views and positions, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have been
okay,
a supporter
minute,
of Donald
wait,
Trump.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I lost you. You're going to start at the beginning. You can't talk this
sure.
fast, honey.
I'm sorry. Okay. Start over. Thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first option is, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. The next one, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will vote and now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or the next one is, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I am still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
Him getting shot is not going to affect my decision on how I vote. He was just fortunate that it didn't do more than it did. But it's not going to affect it. I'm probably going to lean more, like I said, 65% toward Biden.
Yes. Thank you. You will now be giving a statement about each candidate running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. The first one, Democrat Frances Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and worked as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018, and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Or the Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of a dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to the veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed on our community as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis, and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Which one do you lean more?
The first one.
The first one. Thank you. If you know the following statements about...
Go ahead.
Yes? I'm sorry. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate as well, okay? The first statement is, Rico Smith believes that the best thing that we can do for future generation is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. So this will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
okay,
or much less likely to vote for him. Sorry?
Again, I haven't done my research. I've been so busy with medicals. I've just been in the hospital twice and in rehab twice. So I haven't had time. I just got out and I'm still getting home care and stuff.
I understand.
I haven't had time to do my research.
But let's say,
okay.
Okay, but with the statements that I will read you, you can tell me if that statement could lead you to vote for him, okay, with the statements that I will provide you. Okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, no, because I'm a visual learner, so I'm not an auditory learner. So for me to try to do things this way auditorily, it's not registering, especially with the hearing loss on top of it. So I'm not feeling like I'm giving good answers because I have to
remember that we don't have no good or right or wrong answers, right? We're just wanting to get your opinion, okay? But
okay,
just for purposes of this.
Then do it for me this way. This is a person. One, he's done this. Two, he's done this. Three, he's done this. And I'll tell you which one of those I agree with.
Okay, let me read you in the statement, and you can tell me if you agree to that statement for him, okay?
Okay.
For Rico Smith, will trust in government at all-time lows, and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons. Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens. So, are you feeling...
I believe that should be the way it is, but they can say that's what they're going to do, but I have many to tell you, that's what they say they're going to do, but when they get in office, that's not what they do. So I look a lot at what they have already done. Okay?
Thank you for that opinion, ma'am. We appreciate that opinion. The next one. Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiting and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. So this gives you much more likely to him, somewhat more likely,
okay,
somewhat less likely.
Wait a minute. You asked me so fast at this at the beginning. So let me ask you a question here. My daughter,
yes.
Daughter and granddaughter both work in the home insurance companies. They work now, I don't know if that was in the list of stuff you said in the beginning because you said it so fast, I didn't catch it. That if I had any family members that worked in these particular fields, because both of them work for a company that insures homes and waterfront properties.
Yes. Thank you for that opinion. Okay. Moving on. Next one. Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership. Are you much more likely to that, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to that statement?
Again, is that something I would like to see done? Of course. Now, that doesn't mean that's what this guy's going to do. So I'm getting kind of over this whole thing we're doing here. Because
we're almost done. The we're missing one more, and the last one for a statistical purpose only, okay? Moving on, if you still have the same opinion that you don't know, you can tell me, okay, for the last one. Rico Smith is an apologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and community and wants to ensure law enforcement have all resources and support their needs to do their job. So, do you still have the same opinion, or are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less?
Of course I would like to see this. I don't care who brings it to the table. I would like to see that happen. And that's what I'm saying. The things I want to see if they've already brought it to the table and I can see that, then we can talk.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about Francis Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Francis Driscoll in the elections for Florida State House representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Francis Driscoll, endorsed by a teachers' union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas. Are you much more likely to that statement, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to that statement about Francis Driscoll?
Again, let's go with the 65%.
Okay. Somewhat more like. Francis Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely for that statement about Francis Driscoll?
Again, until I see that he's done that, it's just saying words to me. This is what he thinks. This is what he wants. You know, oh. Of course, I want those things. Can he do it? I don't know.
Okay,
and I haven't decided to give him a vote to give him a chance yet. But
thank you.
Whatever you want, somewhat, whatever.
Thank you.
Are we done now?
No. We're almost done, ma'am. We're in the 85%. We're almost done. Francis Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of dollars across the state.
Okay, first of all, I lost all that. I didn't catch it. My ears didn't catch it.
Okay. Don't worry.
Look,
Francis Driscoll
I know you must be doing this for Mr. Driscoll because these last questions are basically about him. Okay?
We're not with anyone. We're on partial rate. So we're doing about both candidates. Moving on, Frederick Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. This will vote against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since has been in the office, insurance rates continues to rise and companies continue to drop coverage. Are you much more likely to that statement? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
I rent, so it doesn't pertain to me.
Okay, don't worry. Since Frederick Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse. Are you much more likely to that statement, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Well, obviously, he's made it worse. That's bad. I'm not going that way.
Okay, thank you. Frederick Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigration who have reentered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that is smuggling drugs and trafficking young girls. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Okay, listen, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. My poor ears are just...
Believe me, man, we're almost done. We only have two more questions, okay?
One more, and it's one more, and I'm trying not to be rude to hang up on you. So, your space
is... This is the last one. This is the last question about this in general, right, or about the candidates. The next ones are just for statistical purposes, okay? That will be more quickly, right? And you won't have to answer any more questions. Just this last one. Frederick Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about current political points than actually delivering your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always support the Republican because it's how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that can leave your community. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Again, it depends on what they do. And again, I'm going to look at all of them. She's in it. He's in it. I'm looking at all of them.
Okay. This question, I know that you're going to give me the answer, and taking into account everything that you just heard in the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Frederick Driscoll, the Democrat, or Rick Westmith, the Republican candidate? But you still will be making the research, correct?
Yeah, whatever.
Am I correct? Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
I haven't decided yet.
No, in the last 2020 presidential election.
Oh, in the last one? I voted for Biden.
Yes, for Joe Biden. And when you voted for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote Republicans, always vote Republicans?
I lean toward Democrat.
Thank you. If you will, to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
More liberal.
You're somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or grade school?
Sorry? AA. Association.
Okay. Degree.
Association.
A college degree. Thank you. So excellent. So this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, ma'am. I really appreciate your time and your opinions, okay?
Bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.